What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This story keeps getting wilder and wilder, and not enough people are talking about it. I want to walk you all through the Republican politicians in Texas who gaslit their constituents into thinking the Biden administration had some evil plot when the Biden administration was trying to help them with American Rescue Plan acts, install new sirens and new preventative measures so when floods did hit, they would be safe. We have all of the proof. But not enough people are talking about this. I want to show you this TikTok from Brenna Perez. I'll link it below. But afterwards, I want to walk you through some more facts that we have because we have the constituents on camera saying the evil Biden administration will take away our homes. Let's just start here. Make sure you drop a like below.
I don't know if I'm more angry at or for Kerr County at this point. In 2021, Kerr County was sent over $10 million in federal funds that they could have allocated towards upgrading the flood warning system. At first, they didn't want to accept it because they didn't trust the Biden admin. But did they return these funds? No, because they didn't want the funds to possibly go towards a blue state instead. I guess it is a little lucky that they ended up holding on to the funds just so a blue state couldn't get at them, because they did eventually end up spending them. Obviously not on the flood warning system, though. Funds were part of the American Rescue Plan Act. ARPA sent billions of dollars across the nation to help with economic recovery, intended to be spent on government services, infrastructure, etc. Yes, these funds could have been used for a flood warning system. I've gone through years worth of Kerr County Commissioner Court transcripts. That's basically their town hall or city council equivalent. The people of Kerr County didn't want to accept the funds, mainly because they mistrusted the administration. This guy called it the most criminal, treasonous, communist government ever to hold the White House. And he got applauded, by the way. They said that the funds were just their taxpayer money being returned to them with strings attached. No mention, of course, that it's the evil blue states that largely fund areas like Kerr County with their taxes. This person, ironically, went through Hurricane Harvey. They said, "We were there all by ourselves like an island in the middle of water. Since we left, they have had so many floods and catastrophes. And who's at the helm? Well, it's a socialist Marxist regime."
This person says it's a socialist Marxist regime.
Then they accuse the admin of bringing people over the border to win things. And of course, describe themselves as a native Texan, almost 40% Native American, the rest Spanish. FEMA even came up a few times. Don't even worry about it. Supposedly, it's a completely lawless entity that can arrest people without a warrant, hold them without due process in camps, and answers to absolutely no one because it was created by executive orders. I know. Oh, for some reason, they also claim that it can suspend the Constitution. It was the commissioner judge, the top dog, who said that they would not be returning the money just so that they could deny it to states like New Jersey, New York, and California. No, the flood warning system never got upgraded, but the good news is the sheriff's department ended up with almost all of the over $10 million. So, the largest amount spent was around $7 million on upgrading the communication system for the sheriff's department and the fire department. Despite the fact that the original estimate was $3 to $5 million and the original bid was a little over $5 million. While the bid didn't include every little detail, an extra $2 million seems steep. Of course, Motorola's bid was the only qualified bid. The next biggest chunk was a little over $1 million.
This is the disgusting part. Republicans time and time again spread these conspiracy theories in a top-down manner, meaning the politicians and the pundits in a top-down way tell the followers these conspiracy theories. Then the followers make decisions based on those theories, like, hey, we don't want funds allocated in this way or this way. Then they feel the repercussions, and conservatives blame us. They get mad at us. I want to show you this clip of streamer Destiny on Piers Morgan. Destiny made a joke about the flooding on Twitter, and Piers Morgan tries to pin him down and say, you really shouldn't be joking about this. But then he points out, listen, Republicans are here taking lives, and you guys are mad at liberals for making jokes. Comedy is supposed to be legal.
Grotesquely tasteless thing to be posting.
Absolutely not.
The hand wringing, the hand wringing here. Oh my God, stop! There are. If you want to talk about dead children, then you should talk about the residents of Kerr County who rejected using ARPA funds to build the very siren system that Ted Cruz was over here virtue signaling about. Now that the kids are dead, last I checked, the siren system isn't bringing anybody back to life. Okay, the very same system that they could have built for the better part of the last decade, they didn't want to touch those ARPA funds because they thought that if they did, Biden would go and steal their homes, which is the exact same lie that was told. North Carolina, when people were rejecting FEMA funds, because they thought that if the government was giving them money for the houses, they'd steal it. If you want to talk about grotesque and ghoulish things that are being said,
it's what you put online. I agree with you. It's what you wrote online. It is grotesque. It's disgusting. But I mean, I guess that's what you do.
How long have people like you told us that if we spend less money in Ukraine, you guys are going to spend more money investing in things like infrastructure in the United States? Where is that money going?
We just had another
massive debt increase, another massive debt increase for more tax cuts for wealthy people. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
All right, let me get a Ben.
How's that deficit doing?
Don't talk over each other. All right, but Destiny, just to be clear, you don't regret posting, "I heard God killed those kids because they were using NordVPN to get around the Texas
porn ban." While you allow the very same misinformation to spread on this program that leads to people not putting up siren systems, okay, because they think that Biden is going to go steal their home.
Republicans spread disinformation, it leads to lives being lost, and then they try to virtue signal about Democrats. I mean, for example, Charlie Kirk is now blaming DEI for these floods.
Over 100 people that have died in Texas Hill Country. What you are not being told by the media anywhere is that the death toll likely would not have been as high if it wasn't for DEI.
He's desperately trying to spin a narrative because we have these videos of Kerr County citizens saying we don't want these funds.
We do not want more of Biden's mandates attached to keeping Biden's money.
But these people are communists. They hate America. They're teaching it in our schools. They're invading the border as we speak. I don't think we should take any money from the federal government because they can't be trusted.
Now, we don't need these funds here. We've done just fine. We'll get by without them. But you spend this money, you're signing a contract with the devil, and the devil's in the White House.
They thought they were signing a contract with the devil and that Biden was going to come and, you know, take away their homes or some shit.
You vote to keep Biden's money, I will hold you personally responsible and personally liable.
The Biden regime has proven to be tyrannical and anti-American. There is no part of this administration that has the good of America or Americans at heart. We want no part in anything coming down from the federal government. This is Texas, and Texans can take care of Texas.
I mean, this is like Donald Trump's rhetoric being repeated verbatim. He posts this stuff on Truth Social. Then the constituents of this district, of this county, say we don't want the funds from this admin. And then conservatives try to say that we can't even talk about it or we're politicizing it. It's disgusting.
I don't believe we should take the money. We should not have it. I don't trust our federal government. I don't think that they're truthful with us. And in these days, in these times or whatever, we can't afford to make a mistake.
I wonder how these people are feeling now, not only after the flooding, but I wonder if they think they can trust the government after the government's clearly covering up the Epstein list. I'm going to leave it there. But if you appreciate the videos we make, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you guys all in the next one. Peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.